Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. I come bearing gifts today. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. And today we are talking about visibility, how to become more visible, how to start tapping in to what you need to do today to start becoming more visible. This word visible, what does it mean? I actually looked it up. And it can mean a lot of things. Some of the words that came up were detectable, discernible, distinguishable, evident, noticeable, obvious, striking, unmistakable. So I started to think about it. Well, what does visibility mean to me if I were to define that? And I think the word that comes up for me is this word, distinction. When I look at someone and I'm like, oh, they are visible. They are distinct to me. Like I see them, I know them, I know who they are, I know about their brand. And I can start to distinguish them throughout all the things that they do. Becoming visible is a necessity in brand growth and brand abundance. You cannot have brand abundance if you are not visible. And visibility is something that I think a lot of people struggle with. I mean, we talk about it here on this podcast about struggling with visibility. And I think that there's a lot of things that can really get in the way of us owning and honoring our own visibility and really stepping into it. And so this idea of becoming instantly visible, is it possible? Sure. But is it common? Not so much. I do think that you do have those people that are kind of your lightning in a bottles that skyrocket, or so it may seem. But to me, visibility is, it's like a stepping stone. With each step you take, it lends to more and more visibility. And, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. It's such a crazy thing because the first few masterclasses or live streams that I ever did, there was barely anybody on them. I remember coming on and being like, hey, if you can hear me, say hi. Or like, you know, give me a one, you know, like, can you hear me? Is anybody there? You know, like, can you just see me like waiting for someone to come on a live stream? It was so awkward. You know, there was no one watching. And it took me a minute to grow my audience. And in hindsight, I'm really glad that there weren't a lot of people watching me back then, because I really, at that time, I was really learning how to speak, how to articulate what it was that I wanted to say. I was learning how to get more confident on camera. I was learning how to trust my voice, my inner voice. I remember I used to like word for word write out everything that I wanted to say and script it out. And those were the moments. And so sometimes we think that we're ready for things. And then we realize later on, when we have perspective and we can look back, why we didn't call in all the things that we wanted at that time. And you're like, eh, well, probably, you know, it's probably best that the whole world didn't see me back then. Have you ever had that moment where you're like, gosh, I'm kind of glad that I didn't get what I wanted that moment? But over years of practicing and over years of going live and connecting with people, I've built this beautiful brand and business, and it's a small business, and I've always prided myself on being the turtle in the race. I've talked about that for years on this podcast, about being the turtle in the race, and this was like, it was kind of like my identity at the time. You know, there were these big name coaches and these big successful people in the industry, and then there was me, this turtle, you know, the one who just had this vision that went for it and defied the odds, and, you know, the one that had everything kind of against her. Like, there's no reason why I should have succeeded. If you've read my book, you know about my origin story. You know the mindset. My mindset was in the gutter for the longest time, you know. And that was my identity for the longest time. I really did very much connect to the turtles on social media, the ones that were like, yeah, that's how I feel too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm also building this, and there's all those big names out there, and we don't know how we're going to get started, and we don't know how we're going to get visible and how we're going to get recognized, but we're going to do it anyway. And it was like this energy that I had with all of these amazing people at the time that were like working their way up. And it was, you know, it was kind of just like this feeling of, we've got this, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to defy the odds. We're going to support each other. We're going to do this. And so over time, now that I have coached and mentored so many women and built my business, the whole world just opened up to my brand. And now my brand is far more visible than it's ever been. And I'm so inspired, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so freaking lit up about that. But what has been mind-blowing to me has been the fact that over time, my identity changed. And not on purpose. Like, I didn't make the identity to change. It just happened. Like, the brand visibility grew, and then I had to readjust as all of a sudden. I had to kind of stop acting like I'm just the turtle. And then, you know, people came to me and they were like, oh, well, you know, easy for her. And I'm like, no. What do you mean? I'm the turtle. I'm still the turtle. And so how, you know, it's kind of like how you see me now as the very people that I used to compare myself to in the beginning, you know, or worry about. You know, I would say, oh, Julie, you know, you're never going to be as visible as this person, or you're never going to be seen because there were people that were too big or too bright. And then all of a sudden I became one of those people and heard people say things like, oh yeah, well, Julie Solomon, easy for her because she's got a huge audience, or easy for her because she's got this or that. And I'm like, but this was created out of nothing, from nothing, literally from thin air. And so there were a lot of triggers in me in the beginning about building, about even allowing myself to be more visible, because I think that I kind of preferred my turtle identity. I think I preferred it when people looked at me and thought, oh, okay, she's like, we can do this together, right? You know what I mean? Like, but I've realized that this is really the beauty of it all, is to really understand that there is a step of each of the, there's a step to each of the visibility processes. There's a phase in the beginning where we're dreaming of this greater life. And then there's a phase where the life starts to manifest and it starts to become this reality, and it's beyond anything that we could have ever imagined. And then all of the feelings that we have, they're really exciting. And then there's also fear. And sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as we think it would or it should. And then one day, before you know it, you're standing exactly where you always dreamed of standing. And there's this moment like, how did I get here? How did this happen? This is extraordinary. Like, how am I here? And then it's so easy to not take that moment in, because we're always just rushing off to the next thing. You know, so recently I've really just kind of started to just own this new place that I'm in. And I don't have to label it if I wanted to call it the turtle or the whatever. But the truth of the matter is that I've created this thing that I wanted. And that's so flipping cool. And I've stopped fighting against the, you know, I still want to be seen as the turtle. I still want to be small. That's really what it is. When we fight against growth, when we fight against visibility, because we think that that's going to make people like us more, it's playing small.
My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
And here's the thing. There are so many extraordinary people that are breaking through. There's people who are just starting out. And it's our job, no matter where you are on your leadership journey, to just own wherever you're standing in this moment. Because you don't know who you're inspiring. You don't know who you're lifting up. You don't know who you're giving a voice to. And when we stand there and continue to call in and call out our dreams and continue to scale and evolve to whatever we want, whenever we want, however far we want, then we're limitless. We're limitless to how visible we can be. And I'm more passionate now than I've ever been about this conversation. Than I've ever been about this idea of being visible. You know, are we denying our visibility because we want to fit in, because we want to be liked, because we're afraid, because we're scared? You know, are we denying how far we've come because we think it's not enough, because we think that we're not enough? I know that you and me, we're made to make a difference that at times can seem so expansive and so big, sometimes too big for our brains to fathom, a difference that you can't even see yet, but you can feel it. It doesn't matter if the brain can't, you can feel it. So when it comes to visibility, I want to implore you to not choose the path of fear, but the path of faith, and to stand in it and to rock it, rock this moment that you're in, own it. That is what's going to give you the energy to move forward. We don't have to protect our fear to the point that we don't receive the support that we need, to the point that we don't receive the visibility that we desire. It's just about really rising into that truth and into that inner knowing of what it takes to be an entrepreneur, what it takes to be visible, what it takes to be the absolute best version of yourself, what it takes to be that conduit, that vessel for the vision that you see for your life. And that's how you become instantly visible. Because you have to become instantly visible to yourself first before you can become visible to anybody else. So if you're playing small, if you're hiding, if you're afraid to be honest about what it is that you want, how can you expect for other people to see you, to distinguish you? How do you expect to be distinct? Now, when it comes to this visibility piece, I want to give you a little bit of course correction if visibility is something that you have been craving. Now, the first thing that I want to share with you is I am doing a live virtual masterclass starting on October 17th, and it's all about this. It's all about building an abundant brand, a brand that is full of effortless visibility. You know, it has become my nature to create brand abundance effortlessly. It's become really part of my identity to influence and to impact. And I've been able to build a multi-million dollar company in just over 6 years by using visibility. And this is the masterclass where I am going to pull the curtain back for you and take you behind the scenes with me. So if you are ready to become brand abundant, you will not want to miss this. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/brand to sign up. It's completely free. There's going to be several days of masterclasses. You are not going to want to miss this. I'm also going to be giving away a ton of incredible gifts and prizes. And it's going to be an incredible supportive community that is going to fire you up. It is going to light a fire in your soul that maybe you've needed for a really long time now. So do not miss that. I do not want you to miss that. And now I want to talk about a little bit with the visibility piece and where it really starts. And for me, it's all about positioning. In order to have a chance at people's attention, to become distinct, your offer has to seem as good or as better than all the others out there. And that starts with you. That starts with you believing in what it is that you're offering so deeply, so true. You see that vision so clearly. And then there's three critical variables that I teach that we'll be talking about this more in that masterclass that determine whether that visibility happens or not. So it's the positioning. And this is what your offer is and who it's for. It's your packaging. It's what it looks like. It's what it's called. And then there's the pitch, which is the sell. How the offer is described and what it offers to your audience. And here's the thing. Your idea, your offer, it might be 10 times better than anything else out there. But your customers, your ideal people that you are trying to attract and become visible to may not even understand why it's important. And that's what you've got to help them figure out. That's why it's critical that you be able to not only clearly and concisely explain who you are and what you are, but you show it. You show it, you show it, you show it. That is visibility. It's not just about telling, it's about showing. How you present yourself has an enormous influence on whether you will be chosen and seen or ignored. It's how you teach people that you are the best at what it is that you do and you have something that is going to change their lives. It's how you separate yourself from your own limitations and from anything and anyone else out there. That is your unique differentiator. It's the face and the name tag you put on your work. That's what positioning is all about. The creators who take the time to get their positioning and their packaging right, who don't just go with their first instinct and hope it all works out, those are the ones who remain standing over time. Those are the ones who build the lives of abundance and freedom. Now, the way something looks, your brand visuals or whatever, yeah, that's important, but it's only a fraction of what this takes. And we're going to be talking more about that on that free masterclass. Now, for you, it can be something as simple as
maybe needing to take action or making a change in your positioning or how you're showing up. Maybe it's a little bit of that fear that I discussed earlier of not wanting to upset anyone or wanting people to feel like you're just like them or wanting to be accepted. Maybe it's a mix of all of it, but your belief is going to be the first step in getting you forward. You've got to be able to answer questions like, who is this for? Who is this not for? Why is it special? Why are you special? Because you are. What will it do for them? And why should anyone care? It is your goal, it is your gift, it is your destiny to bring this to the world. And part of that is answering these questions and really showcasing the value there. And with that said, when it comes to becoming more visible, you have to deliberately forsake all excuses, all fears. If your goal is to make a masterpiece, to impact lives, to change the world, then you can't hope that it's just some kind of trendy, of-the-moment side hustle. You've got to be connected to it in a much deeper way. So if your goal is for more visibility, you cannot measure yourself against people who aren't aiming for the same thing. You can't be endlessly checking likes and accounts and lists and charts, and you can't be distracted by the trends and the glossy glamour of other creators who may be lost themselves. You've got to lead. You've got to lead the path so people know where to follow and how you can support them. That is how you create lasting impact and lasting visibility. If you want more help and support on this, please let me help you, because it's like my favorite thing in the world to do, to just shower you with love and help and support. And just like, I'm like, I'm like putting my magic support sprinkle dust all over you right now. And join me for this free live virtual event. It's starting October 17th. You can save your seat at juliesolomon.net/brand. And I hope to see you there. Have a great rest of your week. I'll see you very soon. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.
When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero.
From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.